Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. More than 100 business leaders have signed an open letter warning President Biden and congressional leaders about the ramifications of a national default. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the letter comes as the two sides continue trying to reach a deal on raising the U.S. borrowing limit.
The letter warns of the potentially disastrous consequences that could result from not lifting the debt ceiling. The government could run out of money as soon as June 1st. To date, many CEOs have not been publicly involved in the debate in Washington. Catherine Wild helped arrange the letter. She's with a leading business group in New York City.
I think there's been a real reticence to take a position that seemed at all partisan, but it's gotten to a point where we're talking about, in a matter of weeks, the U.S. potentially being in a position to default.
The letter did not take a side between Republicans and Democrats, but instead emphasized that the business position is to avoid default. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The head of OpenAI testified on Capitol Hill Tuesday. OpenAI is the company that's behind the popular artificial intelligence program ChatGPT. NPR's Claudia Grisales has that report.
Lawmakers grilled OpenAI CEO Sam Altman over how the technology could go wrong, especially without guardrails in place. Altman said his company was founded on the belief that AI can improve lives, but also brings risks that have to be managed.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong, and we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening, but we try to be very clear-eyed about what the downside case is and the work that we have to do to mitigate that.
Altman acknowledged that regulation could help mitigate risks. He also agreed that AI companies could submit to new licensing requirements or be overseen by a new government regulatory agency. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
Police in Farmington, New Mexico, are sharing more information about the shooting spree that left several people dead on Monday. Authorities say 18-year-old Bo Wilson killed three people and injured four others, including two police officers. Here's Deputy Police Chief Kyle Dowdy.
He was armed with multiple firearms, including an AR-style rifle. We are still investigating how he came into possession of those firearms, but we do know that he did purchase one legally November 2022.
Dowdy says that Wilson was killed by police officers. Authorities are still searching for a motive. The Associated Press is projecting that Sherelle Parker is the winner of the Democratic primary for mayor of Philadelphia. Parker would become the first woman to lead the city if she wins in November. The AP is also declaring Heather Boyd the winner of a state House seat. She'll fill a vacancy created when a fellow Democrat quit over sexual harassment allegations. This is NPR. Consumer spending ticked higher last month, especially when it comes to dining out, buying online, and car sales. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% in April. It marked the first increase since January, when unusually warm weather and a big jump in Social Security benefits likely spurred more spending. Some economists believe the second half of this year will be challenging because of a weaker job market and higher interest rates. Youth unemployment in China hit a new record in April. According to official statistics published Tuesday, more than one in five 6 to 24-year-olds there are out of work. As NPR's John Ruwitch reports, other economic indicators also signal a weaker-than-expected recovery for the world's second-biggest economy.
China's been pulling out the stops to try to get the economy back on track after a rough year last year when the government's strict COVID-19 controls and lockdowns took a heavy toll. But April data from the government's Statistics Bureau suggests the recovery is anemic. Industrial production and retail sales both grew in April compared with the same month a year ago and with March, but both came in below expectations. Property investment, too, continued to fall. Economists say China is not out of the woods yet, far from it, and the data comes just days after the government reported shrinking imports and slower-than-expected growth in exports in April. Jia Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
On Wall Street, stocks tumbled on concerns about the debt ceiling. The Dow fell 336 points. The Nasdaq lost 22. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR.